Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. In a little bit, we're going to talk about some local theater. We're also going to get into a little later how old you have to be to say you're middle-aged. How did pop culture ruin your name? We'll get into that as well. But we kick off with some entertainment news and talking about, I think, one of the, if not the top, finest actors I've ever seen. One of the finest. Denzel Washington. I've never seen this man deliver a line badly. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in some bad movies. I have. But I've never seen him do a bad job.
Total professional.
Mm-hmm. I was a kid watching WGN, and I saw the movie The Mighty Quinn. With Denzel Washington and Robert Townsend. And I just immediately fell in love with this guy. I'm like, this guy, this is the kind of actor I want to be. This
of
is the
all kind of, movies.
Yeah, right. All movies, yeah. I had no idea he would be what he is.
Exactly.
And but I've just been a big fan of his for a very long time. And Denzel Washington is dealing with a minor medical issue right now. Maybe not so minor, considering it's his job. It involves a big part of his job. He almost bit his own tongue off.
Oh, no.
Mattingly, he didn't say how or why it happened, which is what most people are curious about. But he did say, quote, "I bit my tongue almost half off a few months ago. It's affected my speech. It forces me to slow down, and I have to use it." Denzel is currently preparing to open a new Broadway production of Othello, and some of his Shakespearean lines are giving his swollen tongue trouble.
Mm.
Like, "Whither will you that I go to answer this, your charge?"
That's a tough line to say without an issue with your tongue.
Yeah. Whither will you of that I go to answer you with this charge? I'm trying to say it because I'm trying to think of the parts that are difficult for him,
yep.
And it's almost
right.
Every syllable.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That can't be easy.
No, not at all.
And you know, as curious as some people are about why this happened and everything, back off.
Yeah, it's not your
He doesn't
business.
Have to tell you.
Why do we have this desire to know so much about these people?
Yeah.
Going through their garbages and things like that.
Boy. And if you need a playbook about how to keep private as being a big star, he's one of them. I mean, you don't see him in the gossip columns very much. He's very private in his private life.
For decades, this man has been one of the finest, the strongest actors in the game,
mm-hmm.
and you've never heard a bad thing about him. You've never heard another actor complain about him. You've never heard any paparazzi about him, anything like that.
He values his privacy. Yeah.
Well, and they deserve their privacy. Yes, 100%. They are public figures, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean they don't deserve to have a private
Absolutely,
life.
I agree.
And we got to get better about that. For holding a public figures accountable, but also giving them humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Treating them like human beings.
Now, if they're committing crimes in their private life, that doesn't they
that would not be good.
Be
right.
Private about that.
I'm curious to see how much this is going to affect him going forward.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. I will say, if he never acted again, his legacy is set.
Oh, yeah.
Man, is his legacy set.
Doesn't sound like he wants to give it up anytime soon, though. So.
Well, no, if he's trying to work through that, because mouth pain is the worst.
Yeah, it's
and
rough.
And anything with your tongue. I mean, have you had a swollen taste bud before?
Yep.
That
Those
hurts.
Are so annoying.
And it's hard to talk with just that.
Yep.
That's
rough.
I will say one of the cool things about this, regardless of his age, I, young memory, I was a kid watching Anthony Quinn in his late 80s, I believe, acting his tail off, acting just amazing and everything. And I remember thinking, oh, I can do this forever. I can always act. That's one of the cool things I think about acting is you can leave, come back, you can have injuries and add that to your character, add that to your career. I think there's a lot of interesting things about that.
Mm-hmm.
We move on to Seth Rogen, another famous Seth. Seth Rogen not only, I think, has one of the best laughs in all of Hollywood, in all of entertainment. I love his laugh. And Seth has been pretty outspoken about his decision to not have kids with his wife, Lauren Miller. But, of course, he has gotten a lot of backlash for this. Quote, "People really had strong takes on it, being like, blank this guy and blah, blah, blah."
Jeez.
What?
And I mean, being very... I could not be PG'ing this more for you.
Right,
with the comments he and his wife have been getting and everything. And he added, quote, you should only have kids if you really want kids. And we just really didn't want kids. Time kept going by, and the moment where we were like, let's do it, just kept not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Seth
and
says
that's their choice.
Exactly.
Seth says the most disturbing comment that he saw was, who's going to take care of you when you're old? Quote from Seth, a quote from Seth, Seth Rogen, quote, is that why you're having kids? Because I have two things to say. One, that's very selfish to create a human just so someone can take care of you. And two, just because you have a kid, I hate to break it to you, doesn't mean that they're going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Dude, what? What? I don't get
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
The amount of things that people get outraged by, I almost envy. Because I would love to be living a life so blissful and have such privilege that I can sit back and worry about what Seth Rogen and his wife are doing and not procreating. Because let me check the human population again real quick, everybody, just to make... Oh, yeah, it's still going.
We're fine.
We're good. We're all right. And even if we weren't, not our business.
No.
Not our business. Like
seriously,
I will never be able to wrap my mind around the idea of telling other people how to live their lives, of telling other people again outside of obviously breaking crimes or doing
right,
things
or hurting other people,
and
right? Yeah,
stuff like that. Like it ain't hurting you. Like are you going to raise these kids?
Yeah.
Are you going to pay for their college? Are you going to help? Are you going to help change diapers,
put shoes on their feet, and clothes on their back?
Are you going to wait till their kids are grown so you can call them a nepo baby? Then I mean right, seriously, right. What?
and one other thing here, and we're going to be talking about this with our friends from Encourage a little bit later today around 4:30 on Midday Magazine. We've got Kelly from Child Caring Inc. Mm. And a lot of people are looking at the child care system and looking at the way things are and it not getting any better and nope. Seeing every single politician worrying more about illegal immigrants than our kids' safety, yeah. Whether it's kids in school or it is child care. And there, what is the incentive to a young couple? Hey, by the way, I know that you're barely scraping by right now because Wisconsin hasn't raised the minimum wage in 20 decades or anything like yeah. that. But here's another thing. Here, let's add this on top of it. You know, no matter how badly you want to have kids, no matter how badly you love children, you have to take this into consideration. And when a person is left with those choices there, I don't blame anybody for whatever choice they make, whichever direction they go, whether it's having kids or not having kids or what have you. I will say, I am thinking of something. One of one of the funniest things my father ever said to me, because my brother and sister were all 5 years apart, and I was a kid, and I asked my dad, why did you and mom plan to have us all 5 years apart? And he fell down laughing. Jimmy, you don't plan kids; they just happen.
I mean, there are certain ways, I mean, to prevent, you know, having them, but there's no 100%
there
way
is.
wait a minute.
I got three, and I didn't know. No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
going to
bring the mood back down again, though, because from the women's perspective, we're concerned about safety at this point. Having a child is very risky, period. And now with the way that the laws are in Wisconsin, they're even riskier because doctors are afraid. They're afraid to take the care that is needed because they could lose their license.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry to bring this up again, but abortion is women's health care. It's women's reproductive care. There are so many things that the term abortion is a medical term.
Mm-hmm.
And because women can, because doctors are afraid to do that procedure now to save women's lives, that because they'll lose their medical care. Women are afraid to get pregnant, period. Mm-hmm. I have friends who have stopped trying to have children because they're afraid of what could happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's
because they have had to have an abortion just to save their life. They were never, it was never a viable pregnancy, and it would have killed her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's where we're at
but
right
she
now.
She can't have it now. She can't do that now. She can't take the risk. It's not her child, the living child, one living child would be without a mother if that were to happen.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Appreciate that, Melissa.
Yes,
appreciate you. That is part of the reason why I've always been honest about this with Melissa and with our audience and everything. Radio has been a boys' club for way too long. This is part of the reason why Melissa and why I've worked so hard to have women on the show. I would not have had that perspective. I would not have thought of that. And I appreciate that so very much.
Very much so.
Thank you, Melissa. And nice, well said. Let's
and see. Leave Seth Rogen alone.
Leave Seth
leave him
Rogen
alone and his wife. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Especially because you know whoever we're talking about here, whether it's Melissa or it's Seth Rogen or any of these people, anybody, I got to think that these people I just mentioned would have no problem at all, actually singing live in front of people. I've seen Melissa do it. I know.
Yeah, that's right. She's very good at it. Yes.
And we've got some examples here of the list of the most unforgettable lip syncing incidents. And
love
I,
it.
I say that, and I wonder how many people had any memory or any like one memory pop up in their head of, oh, that's the most famous lip syncing thing. Because I'm looking at this list, and I think these are all noteworthy, but I think you're gonna need me to remind you of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's one like, oh yeah, I remember when that happened, like Ashley Simpson on Saturday Night Live in 2004. Ashley got caught flat footed when the wrong song played over the PA. It was actually the song she'd already performed earlier that episode. So she tried her hardest to play it off. She did this like little jig and everything, and then walked off the stage, and the show went to commercial. It completely derailed her music career.
It did.
It has never recovered.
No.
I don't even know if she's come out with new music since then. Mm. That's interesting to me, you know, that how that can happen like that, because some of that does fall on her shoulders and how you bounce back from something like that. Mm-hmm. And certainly when an artist chooses, like she did, to lip sync, that was her choice on that show. But I don't know that she deserves to have her career ended because of it or anything. I'm not an Ashley. I couldn't tell you one thing about
right,
her.
Exactly.
But I don't know that any young artist deserves that.
Right. Well, I think part of the thing is, and maybe we'll get into it as we go down this list too, is that I think more people would be forgiven if you do like a bad performance than if they see that you're like quote unquote cheating by lip syncing.
Right.
That would, I think more people are forgiving of that. Yeah.
Well, did you have Melissa?
I have a hard time with the word cheating being equated with lip syncing, because there are instances where lip syncing is appropriate.
Well, and if you're upfront about it and you're telling people that's what's going to happen, then I guess that's fine. But if you're trying to put it off as some other thing, that bugs me a lot, because I feel like that is false pretenses. So
if I'm with you, because if I'm paying to see an artist, I want to hear the artist. I want to hear them in the moment, how they really are, mm-hmm. whether they're sick, whether they're not feeling good or whatever. I know that's what I signed up for. I paid a lot of money for this ticket to see the real you, whatever you are today. But I could also see where artists are. Hey, I got to be perfect every time out there. Mm-hmm. I got to sound perfect every time. I could see a lot of different angles on this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there is any right answer. It's a case by case thing for you, the consumer, you, the right person that wants to take this in.
Right.
I bring up the Ashley Simpson one first because of the way it derailed her career, especially consideration where you look at these two next names that I mentioned, Mariah Carey on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in 2016. Due to an earpiece malfunction, Mariah couldn't hear anything, so she just kind of walked around on stage and talked while her song was playing and, like, you know, said hi to people in the audience and everything. She didn't even try. She just...
That's interesting.
It failed immediately, and she immediately, like, just was like, okay, I'm just going to roll with this and say hi to fans and everything.
Okay.
Her rep claims she planned to sing along a backtracking, not lip sync, but the audio messed up that part even, so she wasn't able to do that.
Right. Well, I mean, she doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. I mean, we know how good of a singer she is. I mean,
right. Well, and so that's an audio malfunction that's beyond her control. So I think she did the right choice there of like, okay, obviously not me singing. I'm just going to walk around and talk to you guys.
Oh, I mean, I think that it's incredible improv by her. I don't know, incredible might be strong, but I think it's really good improv
by her. It's a smart move.
It was a nice move.
Yeah.
And just how much did that affect her career?
Like none. I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah. It was 2016. It wasn't even that long ago.
I know.
And I don't remember that. Clue. I didn't know. How about Beyonce at Barack Obama's inauguration back in 2013? While she never fully admitted to lip-syncing the national anthem, Beyonce later noted that the bad weather and lack of rehearsal time on a proper sound check said that she's a perfectionist and she was not able to get it right that day. So that she has said that. Mm-hmm. Again, didn't hurt her career one second.
No, again, we know how good she is. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
And maybe that's hit. Maybe Ashley Simpson didn't have the history and the build that.
Yep.
And not to be mean here, but I don't know that it's fair to put her in the same category of Mariah Carey and Beyonce.
No. I don't think you could do that. Yeah. No.
Well, and in some of these lip-syncing incidents, they're done because they can't perform on stage live the way they can in a studio.
Right.
And Melissa cannot see this list at home where she, or anything like that. And I think that's interesting, Mel, because that's where we go next. The Red Hot Chili Peppers at Super Bowl 2014. After their performance, people noticed that the guy's instruments weren't even plugged in. They asked Flea about this. And Flea, by the way, is one of the better, not only one of the best bass players of all time, but he's also one of the better interviews you're going to see, because this guy just talks. Flea said it was the NFL's call to have them fake the music while Anthony Kiedis sang live. So he was singing live, but the music itself wasn't.
That is not uncommon, yeah.
And they decided not to plug in their instruments or have any chords out there because, quote, we thought it better not to pretend.
Okay, well, that's legit, I guess, yeah.
Better to be straightforward about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was one where the choice was taken out of their hands. They had no choice in that one. Which is odd, considering they paid to be there. Every Super Bowl halftime show since the dawn of this thing has paid to be there.
Yeah.
So if I'm paying to be there, NFL or not.
Hey, NFL, I'm going to do what I want to do here.
Yeah. Especially from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, okay, yeah, sure, we'll do what you say. And then when I get out there, I'm doing my thing. Like, it's not like you're coming back. It's not like you got to worry about if they're going to invite you back or anything.
Exactly.
Very seldom do we see an artist, although Kendrick Lamar has actually done something that nobody's ever done, where he's been a part of two halftime shows within a decade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He guest spotted in the L.A. one, and then, of course, he had it this one.
Oh, cool.
And one of the more famous ones, but not a lot of people probably know about this one, the Mamas and the Papas on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh.
Back in 1967, Michelle Phillips protested having to lip sync by eating a banana during her performance of California Dreamin'.
I do remember seeing this. Obviously, I didn't see it live.
It is some great video, and my goodness, if you've never seen Ed Sullivan furious, this is the one time you'll see him that way. But he had nobody. A big fan of Ed Sullivan.
Yeah,
you can make an argument. There's not a lot of us here without Ed Sullivan and the entertainment and the work he did. He has nobody to blame but himself in that moment.
Right.
Nobody. Well. Especially because Ed made all the calls on that.
Well, yeah, he did. It was all his decisions. Mm. They used to do that on. I don't know if this show is still on. Top of the Pops in Britain.
Yep.
But those were all. Everyone knew. Everyone lip synced when they came on that show because they wanted to play the actual recording that was going out there. So they would bring the bands on there and they'd sit there and. A couple of times, bands would play around with it, pretend like not even, really playing their instruments,
To anybody that ever has to hire and work with Mike Patton from Faith No More, good luck. Good luck with that, because if you try, they had some fun with that one. Boy, Faith No More had some fun with that one. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, how old you got to be to say you're middle-aged? How old?
We want to know.
We'll be back with more show coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Little hook from Blues Traveler to play us in. Good harmonica player.
Yes, he is a very good one, yeah.
And I bring up, I play this song, Hook, with the title, of course, Hook, and it makes me think of Captain Hook, of course, and Peter Pan. And age and never growing up.
Oh, there we go.
And that's where we go next. It was a reach.
But you made it.
It's a reach.
You connected it, man.
Yep. We got there.
Merriam-Webster defines middle-aged as being between 40 and about 60. But a poll found 1 in 4 Americans under 40 consider themselves middle-aged. Ooh. And 1 in 5 over 60 say the same. So what age range do you think is middle aged? And it kind of depends on who you ask. There's been a consensus on exactly what it is. Some say anywhere between 35 to 65, but others think it's too broad.
Okay, right.
And as we mentioned, Merriam-Webster defines it about 40 and about 60 between there.
Mm-hmm.
But a recent poll found plenty of people outside those ages fit the bill. Okay. 1 in 4 Americans under 40 consider themselves middle-aged.
Hmm.
1 in 4.
Okay.
And 1 in 5 people over 60 say the same. So what do you think the cutoff is?
Wow.
What's the age range where you have to admit that you're not young anymore, but you still get to claim you're not an old person yet? I think this is a very interesting question.
It is a very interesting question.
It is an interesting question. Boy. Do you split your lifespan up into three parts?
I mean, that's
young, middle, and old.
Yeah, right. The old
but
classic
we don't know
three.
When we're going to
die. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the middle age of what? So I think the median age is like 70, the late 70s, I think, for people in the United States, which would mean that it's like, yeah, late 30s would be considered the start of middle age, right? You know, so that, I mean, but that's just numbers. People, I guess, you know, you're only as old as you feel, I guess. So if you're over 60, but you're still feeling, you know, younger than that, it's like, no, I'm not old. I feel like I'm in my middle age, you know.
I remember my son when he first started, you know, really learning to run and stuff. And he's trying to put his own shoes on. And he's doing it. And he's frustrated. And he just stops. And he looks at me. And he looks like a little old man. He's 2-3 years old, and he just has this look of defeat on his face. He's like, his face is saying to me, I'm getting too old for this. This is too much.
I love that.
I think that it's such a personal thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
I don't know that this has any set age or that it ever will. But I will say, I don't think anybody gets to tell you this. I think you can only make this decision yourself. Yeah. Okay, you know what? I think I'm in my middle ages here.
I think I hit there,
in that middle ground there. I think this is a real personal call.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, it's got to be.
With that, I don't know that Merriam-Webster or anybody else could really define it.
It's too hard. It's because it's so vague. It really is such a vague thing, right?
Unlike telling us what generation we are, they can do that, I guess.
Apparently, yeah.
Again, not that I can keep somewhat vague. I don't even know which one I'm in.
Right.
But, I think that deciding when you hit middle age, that's totally your choice, your call.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think, everybody. Yeah. How do you define middle age? Go ahead and give us a call, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Here you go.
You can also text.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a guideline for everybody. It's when you start making weird sounds when you, like, do things you used to do easily.
Yeah.
You know, like bending over, getting out of a chair. If you start making noises when you do that, it's like, yep, you're there. It's all good. It's cool.
It's hard to disagree with that.
Or when you start saving twist ties.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, that's so good for this.
Oh, that was a little close to home. Boy.
It really did. It hit right
right there. Wow, man. Bullseye.
Oh, that was good. Oh, man. Hey, we're going to break, actually. You know what? We're going to break. That's a drop the mic. That's good. We will go to Melissa and her news. We'll come back. And so we got some Mike Clemens sports in there for you and plenty more of our partners. We're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about some fun stuff when we get back on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We got good things coming up. We're going to get into a fun topic in a moment here. But I did want to remind everybody, if you have not already looked, that moon is still out there a little bit. The full moon, snow moon out there.
Snow moon.
Yeah, my brother sent me a gorgeous picture from Duluth this morning. Mm.
The Old Farmer's Almanac tells us that the name Snow Moon comes from the Comanche people, known as the Sleet Moon.
Oh,
cool. The Lakota tribe's name for the full moon translates to when tree cracks because of cold.
Oh, wow. Which, if you've lived in northern Minnesota and it gets cold enough, you can go outside and hear trees popping. Yes.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And the Wishram people designation means shoulder to shoulder around the fire moon.
Ooh. Oh. That's very poetic. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Just
nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful meaning.
And it's
language.
Like, yeah, everyone's huddling together.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold out. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We got an interesting one here. And before we get into it, let me introduce myself. My name is Maloff. James Maloff. And you all knew exactly what I was referencing.
Right.
Everybody, whether you've seen a James Bond movie in your life or not, you knew exactly what I was referencing. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm a butler to you. Maybe I'm James the butler. You know, that's always a very popular
come here, James.
Name.
Yes.
Home, James.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. So, how did pop culture ruin your name, or enhance it, make it fun,
maybe
make
it did, maybe it
make
did.
It interesting or not? Teach the you know. However you look at this, I honestly have never been bothered by that. It's never bothered me at all. I don't know, because I also will say, admit that I knew really early on I have a very common name. Because I have
pretty prevalent.
I have three other family members with that name.
In the family alone.
Yeah, right. You know. So I don't know about you guys. How before we dive too much into this list for Melissa, for Seth, have you guys felt that it had? I don't want to say ruined. I think that's a heavy word.
Right.
But it definitely impacted your name.
Mm. Go ahead, Melissa.
I don't really feel like it has.
Okay.
With Melissa. Mm. There's not really any like big hit songs, you know, like Jolene or Roxanne. Mm. Those kind of
Allman Brothers.
Much yep. Bigger.
Well, yeah, they have one, but it's not like
right. It's not like
no.
Anthemic, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I just for me, I will say that the first I would say month that I was working with you, that song would pop in my head every other day.
Well, just, at least nice, you remembered nice. My name.
Yeah, it did help. Oh, it's a great song too, by the way.
It is.
There aren't
great
any
song.
Like famous Melissas
yes.
that
right.
really dragged it through the mud.
Yeah, I don't know who the most famous Melissa would be. I don't know, you know, where
I mean,
you
I
go.
Think of Melissa Sue Anderson and Melissa Gilbert from Little
right.
House on
I was going to say
the two Melissas.
Gilbert.
Those
yeah.
were the first ones that I kind of knew about growing
mm-hmm,
up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm in the same boat with Melissa because Seth is not a common name. And generally the ones that are known, most of them are Jewish, like Seth Rogen,
yeah.
Seth Meyers,
yeah.
you know, that kind of stuff. It's more of a Hebrew, it is a Hebrew name.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But if it appears in like a movie as a character name, that is something that automatically makes me go, huh? You know what? Because it's so uncommon that you rarely hear it. So it's like, oh, wow. Wait. I usually turn to someone. Did he just say his name was Seth?
Yes, yeah.
It's
I can see that.
You just don't hear it.
Mm-hmm. I think that not only those are interesting, you guys. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from the audience and how it has impacted you, if it has at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious too, because you know, parents, you sit there and you think and you wonder and you worry. Okay, is this going to work out? Can this work? Name? How can they make fun of this name? You do all this and everything, and then some celebrity like comes famous. Or something like that, or you have this beautiful family name that you've handed down and everything, and then it turns into a pop culture name or something along
right,
those
exactly.
lines. Right, exactly. It's interesting. And here we got some people online were posting about this. A guy named Jesse McLaurin posted a question on Twitter last week asking people how pop culture might have ruined your name. And he's gotten a ton of responses from people, including Alexa, thanks to Amazon, of course.
Of course. Oh, no.
And real quick, before we go too much farther, because this one is the perfect example of this, I wonder how much, when I'm thinking of the word ruined, I'm not thinking so much for people as much as the name itself. Like, oh, well, we ain't going to be seeing any more Alexas.
Right.
Like, you're not,
it'll not be very common at all because of that, right?
At least for a couple generations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say, well, we're not making, this name anymore. We're not making Abe's anymore.
Yeah, Mildred, whatever. Yeah,
that kind of thing. I wonder if some of these names are going to go by the wayside because of these mm-hmm. that. A guy named Jake, who everyone called Jake from State Farm.
Oh, no.
Named Jake?
Come on. You'd be a little more clever than that.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Zach, married to a guy named Cody.
Oh,
that's gotta be tough.
Zach and Cody. Hey, how's your sweet life, guys? You know.
Like every woman named Felicia. Every woman named Felicia.
Oh, yeah.
Or Karen.
Yep.
Both
yeah, that's
of those.
Rough.
Both
yeah.
of those. And both great names, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're both great names, but pop culture has really taken down a number on them. A guy named Luke, who always hears, am I your father?
Oh, God, yes. I can't imagine. Oh.
I have to ask my cousin if he gets
did
that
he hear that? Yeah, right.
There's some great ones out there. I'm a little actually surprised to not hear from the audience. I really thought that we'd hear
anybody
from the audience on this one. Yeah, because I out of our many, many listeners out there, I feel pretty confident that some of you out there have pop culture names or names that have gotten into the pop culture lexicon.
Maybe they don't want to out themselves.
Maybe they
that
don't.
I could get to.
I had that when I worked at a bank, or a credit union, I should say, we had a couple of people that had the same names as celebrities. One of them, his name was Luke Perry, and he would come in, you know, and you know, the first time you'd get him, you'd look at the name and you're like, you know, do I say something? You know, I don't want to. I'm sure he's heard it before. Yeah. Well, someone asked him about that. He's like, wow, you know, Luke Perry, you know, and he's like, yeah, well, I had that name before he did.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think Luke Perry was his actual name. The actor, I think he it changed it. But yeah.
I love in Office Space Michael Bolton. And how he was just so distraught by that.
And everything. His name was Michael Bolton.
Yeah, yeah. The same name as Michael Bolton. I find it interesting too that this almost doesn't seem to ever happen where it's somebody really cool that you're associated with. Like that doesn't seem to get to happen. Like how come everybody named Michael doesn't get associated with Michael Jordan or something? Like
where are all the Al Pacinos? You know, or something like that, right?
Those are good. Those are interesting.
Well, and locally, our Steve Martin.
Yep.
That's true. That's a good one.
I was going to, thank you. I was going to bring up Steve and not only Steve Martin, but when my first job here, I worked at a video store, Deja Vu. Mm-hmm. And, you know, working at a video store, you, of course, have to take people's information to give them a card for the store. Mm-hmm. We had a gentleman come in once who lived here in Rapids for a very long time, from what I know, may even still be around here. His name was James Bond.
Yes.
That was his name.
A more common name than you'd think. There's actually quite a few James Bonds out there, yeah.
Which I don't know if it was the intent or not, but I got to think, you have a spy character you're creating, you would create a generic name.
That is exactly what Ian Fleming said. He named him James Bond because it was such a bland name. That's why he did it.
Again, we'd love to hear from you guys out there, 715-424-2600. I will say that one of the other people that commented on this post was Monica Lewinsky, and she said, wait, can I even play? That woman has done such a masterful job of being herself and just, you know, owning.
Wow.
I love comeback stories like anybody else out there.
Yep.
But what I appreciate even more is just stories. Mm-hmm. Stories where somebody gets some form of justice in their life, like she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
That's
an interesting story. We got a That Ain't Right story here for you, everybody. We don't get to these very often. I try to be very picky. I'm very picky with these. We've done them for so long. They got to be pretty good for us to do them.
Right.
I feel like we may have one here. Papa John's thinks you may want to smell like garlic sauce. So they've created a limited edition bath bomb to make it easier for you. Unfortunately, they aren't selling it. They're holding a contest where they're awarding it to somebody, a select super fan who share their love of dipping sauce on social media. They want you to go online and let them know how badly you need that bath. It's a marketing stunt, but it could save you a lot of money. Without those these special garlic sauce bombs, it would be apparently cost you $475 to buy enough the sauce to bathe in.
Gross.
Okay, this is the opposite of the sweethearts thing that we started off the show today with.
Yeah.
This is how to repel lovers.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, good smells. I do not associate with garlic, okay? Tastes great. Love the taste of garlic. Yeah, not the smell. Smell not so good, okay?
Well, it smells good when it's cooking.
but it loses so quickly, you know? That's why vampires don't like it. It's the smell, man.
Maybe this is for someone who has a fear of vampires.
That's what they want to bathe in garlic sauce.
I feel so bad. You know, I'm used to Seth and I sharing a brain, but today, Melissa, you and I have just been on the same page. Because I did not, to the shock of everybody, I did not sleep last night. And since I couldn't sleep, I watched, I had a copy of Nosferatu.
The new one.
The new one and everything. And I've been wanting to watch it, so I watched it last night. And I would love this sauce right now.
So James has already entered
to
win this contest.
So Bill Skarsgård.
His bathtub will never be the same again.
That was one of the more suspenseful, horrific, gothic tellings I've ever seen of a vampire story.
Nice.
It was incredibly well done, incredibly well acted. A little long, but it was in part because they were trying to pay tribute to the old the very first Nosferatu.
The silent film, yeah.
And get away from kind of like the handsome vampire and a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, let's go back to scary vampire.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, Bill Skarsgård, man. That
scary
kid,
vampire.
That kid can act, man. I'll definitely take this bath bomb.
Honestly, the whole thing, you know... Papa John's, you know, it's so transparent. You know, tell us how much you love Papa John's. Yeah, yeah. You know, get out of here, man.
It does feel like these are getting old now. Yeah. A lot of these kind of contests where they're giving it, quote unquote, giving it away and all that.
Yeah, ridiculous thing. Right.
It does feel like it's a little bit played out. But I also got to say, you know, nobody does this, but what about the vampires? Like, it's tough being a vampire. You don't have the hours everybody else does. It's not like you got 24 hours a day.
No.
And you got to watch
out. Are not that comfortable.
No.
Garlic, they got garlic in everything nowadays, and now I got to worry about bath bombs?
Like, yeah, I mean, what do you do with the blood that you get? I mean, you can't just go around biting people. You know, that's very unsanitary, first of all.
There's a lot of people
out there. You got to make sure all the blood is ready to go. It's nice and pure, you know.
One of the funniest things to me, and funny because to keep from crying almost, is this cancel culture and how both sides claim that the other one wants to cancel everybody.
Yeah.
And everything. But how come nobody's doing this for vampires? Nobody's stepping up for vampires. Where's the cancel culture there? Huh? I'm telling you. I feel like there's bases.
What we do in the Shadows group. Yes, maybe they can give us some answers.
As somebody who checks off quite a few of those categories, let me say, I think that we need to be thinking about our supernatural friends out there. If anything, to prove they exist or not. Can we get over? Then we can maybe move on from that topic, too.
next week, ghosts and werewolves.
Yes, we'll
get them all in there.
Go down the line here on this one. I don't know. I just would love to know the person that is going to actually use this.
Oh,
would you though?
Oh no, man, I don't know why. No,
like I would say that a good portion of my DNA is garlic. Not only being Italian and everything, right. but just how much I've ingested in my life. I love garlic. Yeah. I absolutely do. No way. I don't even know if I want this in the house on the fear of it accidentally breaking and actually
garlic everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it'd be very similar to just imagine. Okay, your partner won this bath bomb, right? You didn't know about it.
Of course you
wouldn't. You walk home, you walk into your house, and it smells like delicious garlic. Oh, it's like, ooh, what are we having for dinner?
Yeah.
Must be like spaghetti and garlic bread. And, you know, it smells so good in here. And
there's roses leading, you know. There's,
when it goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And it leads to the bath.
That would be very disappointing. What are we having for supper? You know, hot dogs.
we'll be back to wrap up the show. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Wrapping up the show, Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. We got to talk about our schedule and some local things going on in our area, but I do want to remind everybody that the Love on the Air Text to Win contest has got a couple of more opportunities for you.
Yes, indeed.
You can, of course, be listening at the top of the 10 a.m. hour. Jane and Greg going to have that, not them specifically, but it will be during
their show.
Mm-hmm. Then at noon and then at 2 o'clock today, be listening. And one more time tomorrow, we'll be doing this at 8, 10, noon, and 2. Mm-hmm. Be sure to get ready with the Civic Media app, have it all set and ready to go.
Yep.
And text us that keyword, get in on the contest, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Great
prizes. You can check out the complete list at WFHR.com. Encourage you to do that. Bookmark our page. And a big shout out to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, Wham Incorporated, the Johnson & Sons Jeep, and so many other great businesses helping us do this. It's been a lot of fun, everybody. Mm-hmm. Get in on this contest.
While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter. It comes out every Thursday.
That's right.
We got another one brewing. We got one that our team is hard at work at putting together for you. It'll show up in your inbox tomorrow. Get there right now and sign up for that newsletter. And a big thank you to everybody who has already signed up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Being honest, it feels like everybody in town has already signed up.
There's been a lot of recent ones, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to send a big thank you also to our listeners out of state who have been signing up for it, who miss getting local Central Wisconsin news?
Hey,
yeah,
I heard from somebody recently when they heard about the cuts going on at Channel 9 and some of that, and they stopped watching them, and they don't have a local news source. And this newsletter is a great source for them. They live in Florida now, and they're really appreciative of it.
Filling a gap.
Yeah. It's great work being done by our team, and I appreciate the work everybody's putting into it. Be sure to sign up for that at WFHR.com. Join us today from 4 to 5 for an excellent Midday Magazine. In part one, our friends, family, really. Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hittner in with us. Looking forward to hanging out with them and finding out what's going on over at the shop.
Yep.
They got some great presentations coming up and everything they we'll do, be talking yes. about as well.
Yes.
And in part two, our great friend Kim Shields from Encourage is going to be with us. And we'll have Kelly on with us. She is the Executive Director of Child Caring, Inc. Kelly has joined us many times over the years.
Yes,
we've talked a lot about child caring. She knows her stuff, and it's a topic that we always look forward to being able to put the spotlight on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate Kim and the gang and Encourage giving us the opportunity to do that.
Yep.
Be sure to join us later today from 5 to 6 for Playmakers. Nobody made a highlight on from the sidelines. Our friends at Quality Press Printing and Family Natural Foods give us 3 hours a week to be able to hang out with you and talk sports.
Yeah. Sports.
Go ahead and practice those sports takes right now, your hot takes. Go ahead and practice them and then get them out. You don't want to keep that in your system. You don't want to keep that all bottled up.
No. You got to do the takes, man. You got to get those takes out there.
We are trying to get to a better day and age here with men, where we share our feelings. We the most manly thing you could do is share your feelings and everything.
You don't want them to fester.
No, those hot takes have an expiration date. You want to get them out.
Start to smell. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Be sure to join us from 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and again, a big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for that. We appreciate all of those things going on, and as well as. Some great local theater going on.
Yes.
A little bit later today, give you guys a little look behind the curtain here. Seth and I are going to be recording a new director's playhouse, and we're going to have in with us Kathy Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I don't think I think sometimes we use words too much with some people, and some people it defines them perfectly. Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy is a legend in this area.
Yep.
She is one of the founders of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
That's right.
She is one of the one of those people that has gone and out to do great things, you know, that local star that does good stuff and everything, and we cannot wait to talk with her a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of my favorite people of all time. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And she's going to help us celebrate 50 years of WRCT.
Awesome.
We've been having a lot of fun with Directors Playhouse and doing the Civic Series. Last mm-hmm. week, we had Pam Hilke on with us, Jane and Greg. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of great guests of the Civic Media family on to kind of give you guys a little bit of a little know, get to know our team here.
Yeah, get to know their background and stuff a little bit more, yeah.
I talked with Gretchen, Executive Director of WRCT, over the weekend about this idea, last weekend, about this idea that I'd like to do something very similar with our local theaters, and specifically Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Right.
And we're going to start with Kathy.
It's a perfect place to start.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to their main stage season continuing on. Arsenic and Old Lace premieres at the end of the month. Get your tickets. February 27th is their opening night.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up fast.
Some of our favorite people are part of this one. Be sure to support this one, everybody.
Yes.
And of course,
Seth is not our favorite people.
Well, then you'll be happy.
At least not mine.
You'll be happy, Melissa. I am the total villain in this, so mm-hmm. you can come and hate me.
There you go.
Come and
I'm
hate
definitely
me.
Coming.
I invite your hate.
All right. I'll be there.
Get your tickets for that one, and get your tickets for the Silver Fox as a radio show. That's coming up February 20th, a week from now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get your tickets for that. And while you're there, you can, of course, fill out your audition sheet for Noises Off.
That's right.
Yeah, that's,
do it today.
Auditions are coming up on March 10th and 11th, and I want to see you there.
Right around the corner.
Let's give Melissa a difficult casting decisions.
Absolutely.
Let's make it tough on
difficult.
Her. I imagine, Melissa, yeah. Go to WRCTheater.org to be able to do that, everybody. And keep in mind our local theaters, whether we're talking about CWAC or Wausau mm-hmm. Community Theater, or our high schools and our grade schools are having a lot of productions on as well.
Always have stuff going on. I have my oldest is going to be in the musical at the high school. This is the first year they've allowed eighth graders to be in the high school musical. They're doing Percy Jackson musical,
cool.
The Lightning Thief.
Cool.
So they've just started, and it's going to be that's going to be fun. That's going to be really cool. So.
Check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's Wednesday. We know what that means.
Bingo.
Bingo.
B-I-N-G-O. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Get there early, everyone. Find a parking spot. Find your seat. It's always busy, and it's always fun. Also, mm-hmm. quick note about the winter market at the Moravian Church. That is not going to be happening this Saturday. There is a church function going on, so no market this Saturday, but they'll be back strong on the 22nd. So get ready for that. Go to their Facebook page. All the updates are there, including who the vendors are going to be when they come back on the 22nd. So get ready for that.
And experience Broadway without the airfare. Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of the Theater is coming to town, everybody. Mm-hmm. Some of your favorite songs from Wicked, The Phantom of the Opera, Jersey Boys, all going to be a part of this. They're performing at the Performing Arts Center, at the Arts Council of Southwood County. Mm-hmm. They're going to be over at the PAC Thursday, February 20th at 7:30. Get your tickets at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. Mm-hmm. And take in not only this show and a great show, but support the arts while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, they got a nice dinner to go along with this one, too, over at the Ridges.
Yes.
It's going to be a really nice time. That's going to be fun. Be sure to find out more about that. You can give them a call at 715-424-2787, 424-2787, or go to SaverTheArt.com and pick up your tickets that way. Mm-hmm. Or how would you like them? How'd you like a pair of tickets, everybody?
A pair of tickets?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's give a pair away. I wasn't planning on it, but let's do it.
Oh, let's do it.
Give me your favorite Broadway song. Yes. You give me your favorite Broadway song or favorite Broadway musical.
There you go.
Something like that. 715-424-2600. You're winning a lot today. You're getting in on the contest.
Lots of good
with the
stuff.
Love on the Air
thing.
You use the Civic Media app, and you're going to be able to get in touch with us right away.
Yeah, that's right.
Call up, give us your favorite Broadway song, and you'll win two tickets to see Bachelors of Broadway. We got some more tickets we'll be able to give away as well. Thanks to Sally Kistner for that.
Thank you, Sally,
so much for doing that. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate all of our listeners out there. This has been a fun show. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for listening in.
Yes.
Spread the word about the show to everybody. And keep in mind that we are here to cover Central Wisconsin as well. So good stories of the day, different things going on. We'd love to hear about them.
Let us know. Yep.
Please feel free to reach out to us. Great show today, you two.
You too, my man.
You too, James.
Have a good day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.